In this bulletin, National Cabinet to discuss the possible easing of restrictions, another rise in unemployment in the United States, and in sport, NRL players who object to flu vaccinations will be allowed to take part in the competition under certain circumstances. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Federal and state leaders are set to decide whether coronavirus restrictions need to continue at a national cabinet meeting this morning. Victoria is maintaining strict measures after a large COVID-19 outbreak at a Melbourne meat processing plant was linked to 62 cases. New South Wales is moving cautiously towards the easing of control measures, while Queensland is allowing groups of five to visit other households from Mother's Day. There have been 97 coronavirus deaths in Australia. At least 13 people have died and 1,000 have suffered complications after a chemical gas leak at a factory in southern India. Hundreds are in hospital after the gas escaped from the South Korean-owned LG Polymers plant, which workers were preparing to reopen after the lockdown. Satya Prahan, the head of the National Disaster Response Force, says the situation is now under control.
A silo that was leaking is now down to minimal and there is hardly any leakage there. But as I say that, I also underline that we will be there till that leakage is totally plugged. And other measures to neutralize the entire chemical situation there is also being taken.
Unemployment continues to increase in the United States, with another 3.2 million people applying for benefits in the past week. The new applications bring the total number of jobless claims since mid-March to 33.3 million people, which is the equivalent of 20% of the US workforce. Economists are predicting the US unemployment rate to be released tomorrow will be at least 15%. Unemployment had been at a 50-year low of just 3.5% before the pandemic. The Trump administration has decided not to release a detailed report that offers step-by-step advice to local authorities on how and when to reopen restaurants and other public places. Compiled by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the 17-page report was supposed to be published last week, but agency scientists say they were told it would never be published. The report has since been leaked to US media outlets. Protests have erupted in Israel after the Supreme Court ruled that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is allowed to form a government despite being indicted on corruption charges. The same day the nation lifted most of its coronavirus restrictions, dozens of protesters gathered outside the Prime Minister's office. 72-year-old Chayem is part of a group of protesters who chained themselves to metal barriers outside the offices.
We are not here just for justice. We are here for morals. We just want to remind everyone that Israel is based on being a very, very moral country. If we lose it, we lose everything.
To sport, the NRL says players who object to flu vaccinations will be allowed to take part in the competition when it resumes under certain circumstances, but they must sign a revised waiver. The Australian Rugby League Commission has been under pressure by the federal government to adopt a so-called no jab, no play policy. The governing body says while NRL players are required to be vaccinated for flu, they could be exempted in exceptional circumstances such as religious, medical or conscientious grounds. The NRL says 97% of players and staff have already been vaccinated. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, a shower or two clearing, 19 degrees. Adelaide, showers increasing and 20. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 20 degrees. Hobart, much the same, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 19. Wollongong, sunny and 25. Sydney, similar conditions, 27. Newcastle, also sunny, 27 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 26. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.